Off of what we've said, I can't recall anything that I could add. Can you add anything, Verla?
No, not to those years. I didn't get
well, I sold the dredge to...
Was it the Rainstead bought it?
No. Only I had that name right on my tongue, and I can't recall it now, but anyway, they mined for a while. They weren't very successful, and later on, I think Bayless, one of the Bayless boys mined down there.
That would be Howard or Grover?
Bayless? I think it was Grover.
Grover, uh-huh.
Howard was over in the 40-mile country, over in that area.
Well, that seemed...
Well, didn't the Ringsteads...
Well, they were connected some way with it at one time, but they removed the diesel engines off from it and things that were salvageable, and later on it caught fire. And just a heap of junk laying down there now.
Huh. Well, your diesel oil all came out by the drums, did it not, from Fairbanks?
No. I was a partner with Oscar Bradley, and we bought the Johnny Palm trucking business. We had a tank truck that would haul, I think, 1,800 gallons. And we'd make a trip whenever necessary. We had holding capacity on the dredge of 2,000 gallons, and I'd build a 20,000 gallon tank there at camp that we could always pump into if we had extra when the load came out. We also supplied different mining camps around that area.
Oh, you did?
We'd fill their barrels for them with, from this tanker.